T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
During the commercial break, I was out and we had the subs, so we were going to take a picture of the Meatball Boys, which is our gang, our meatball sub-eating gang. And Brock, for whatever reason, asked the program director to take a picture of us for the website. And you just don't ask the boss to take a picture of all the underlings. Then he asked Landfill to take the picture or come out and take a picture with us, in which Landfill responded with an enormous amount of yelling and profanity in the workplace, to the extent where I was actually saying, hey, guys, and there's nothing I like more than arguing, pipe down. You know, we're in a work environment. We don't need to be the maniacs. And then the screaming escalated to such an extent that the program director came back down the hall and pushed everybody into the air studio and shut the door. Landfill, what exactly were you angry about, if you don't mind me asking? Because I've heard you be upset with Brock Lesnar before. I've never heard that volume come out of you.
I just don't particularly like him, and I wish he didn't work here anymore. That's, you know, just the start.
That's his only bit. The only thing he says about anyone, whether it's me, the Rooster, Chris Lingbach, anyone, CK should fire you. CK should fire you. That's the only thing he ever says. He has no middle ground. It's always hyperbole where it's, oh, you should be fired, you should be dead, when in actuality, this all started with me saying, I want to hang out with him. I want you to come down to the fan night at the ballpark. And he's just, you know, not willing to walk.
So hold on a second. You guys aren't really describing the situation. You invited Landfill to go to 106.7 the fan night at the Nationals Park. He did not want to walk from the studio down to the park, which, Brock, we do know of him. He hates walking.
I know.
How did that yelling result from this? I still don't understand.
Well, I guess there's a lot of anger seething beneath the surface of one Landfill. And as was pointed out by Chris Blue Shorts Lingbach out there in the vestibule, there's a lot of surface there. So I think it just, everything exploded. And I don't know. He went from maybe a 2 to an 11 and a half in about 1 second. It was very disturbing, and it made everyone uncomfortable.
None of this is true at all.
of course, nothing is true.
Brock is an incredibly annoying person. This is well known. And the thing that frustrates
me, I'm not annoying at all, very likable,
is that he doesn't actually listen to the show.
You just turned his microphone off?
I did. I turned it off and I potted it down. You won't be hearing from him again.
You have to argue, Land. He has to be able to argue back, doesn't he?
The thing that most annoys me about Brock is he doesn't actually listen to the show.
This is a lie.
So
he's
constantly trying to distract me from listening to the show.
I'm listening to your show. I'm putting them onto the internet later
on. I have to listen to the show
twice.
I have to listen to the show live. You can
listen
on
twice, stupid.
He's one of the people who works here. He's like the people in sales and the people in promotions.
I'm sure.
They can't comprehend.
I'm wearing a Scottish Claymore jersey. I'm just like the people in sales with their
khakis. There are certain times when we actually have to do things.
Right.
Like when you're talking, you have to go on the air. We need to listen
right.
to this.
I don't comprehend.
He doesn't understand that. He'd rather do bits.
I was trying to get put together something before the
you
show.
Try to
he
ask
hovered
him what's
over
about
me.
To happen.
He hovered over me saying,
"Chad told
Stop
me to go get you, you moron."
I said, "What
he
is
told
this
me
about?
To go get
I told you.
You
I was working on
I
the
said,
show.
Dukes wants to see you.
You didn't say that. You
it
said we
taken
have
three
to go
seconds.
Do bits.
It could have taken
you
3 seconds.
You said we have to go do bits. You didn't say that Chad needed me. If the boss needs me, he knows that I'm going to be there. If he's got a box that needs to go out, I will take care of it. There's a lot of stuff that I take care of, and I have no problem making sure that the boss has everything he needs to go on the air and be fantastic like he is every single day.
Am I the boss?
You're the boss.
Oh, thank you. Let's not talk about
you're the hoss. You're the boss.
Let's not talk.
And this idiot, he wouldn't describe it to me because he's so affected and odd. They just stood over me poking, saying, "We got to do bits. We got to do bits." I said, "Mullins, Sir Landfill, I am working on the show. Please respectfully walk away." And he wouldn't do that. He just kept poking and saying, "We got to do bits. We got to do bits."
Is that the way it went?
Absolutely not. I said, "Hey, we got to do bits." And he said, "I'm working on something for the show." And I said, "Okay, what are you working on?"
Because what I was going to do. The story because he said that he walked out.
What I was going to do is come in and and tell Dukes what he was working on.
Did you just turn off Landfill's microphone?
Yes. Why he couldn't be there. But he wouldn't do that, because getting information from Brock is nearly impossible. He's doing bits. He doesn't comprehend the fact that there's a radio show going on.
I'm doing bits. The problem was that I was doing work when you wanted to do bits. That's where this... Actually, it didn't start there. It started with me wanting to be pals, wanting to walk down to the ballpark and spend the evening together laughing and enjoying friendship and fellowship. And instead, he gets so sour at the thought of walking that he then just loses it. I mean, Schwartz was sitting right there. Everyone was made uncomfortable. This is the third time that he's made everyone on this side of the building completely uncomfortable.
What were the first two times?
The first time was when I tried to extend an olive branch. I'm not like, I'm just yelling at this point.
What were the first two times?
We should be eating delicious meatballs sandwiches from the carving room and being pals. But instead, this man, this angry, seething little brat. That's what he is. He's a brat. Mm. He's a spoiled little brat. He walks around. I mean, luckily he walks around in shoes, because for the longest time he had to be begged by his boss to put shoes on, because he came walking in here like a hippie with no shoes.
Your kitchen sinking a little bit here, Brock. I don't know what that has to do with this particular set of circumstances.
I don't either.
Stop yelling at me.
Sorry. I apologize.
All right. Landfill, your response?
Yeah, anyway. So here's what Brock does. He'll bring something up to you, and I'll say, no, I'm not interested in that. Like, I'm not going to go to the game. I'm busy that night. And he can't let it go. He'll just constantly bring it up over and over and over again. And this is actually what precipitated the outburst.
It's called a conversation. People talk back and forth.
It's not called a conversation, because you'll talk about it, and then 45 minutes later, he'll continuously bring it up.
Someone continuously brings it up.
See,
it's just like the Fan Live. I had to beg him to come to it, and then he went, and he was the star of the show.
Right, but the show was a disaster.
What are you talking about?
It was horrible.
It was horrible.
Yeah, Doug Williams awful. There. Everything was fantastic.
Two out of the four junkies were blackout drunk. Come on. We all know what happened there.
Sounds like a party. I can't do that. I'm glad someone else can.
Right. By the way, Doug Williams wasn't at the Fan Live. He was at FanFest. Maybe listen to the show.
Oh.
Maybe listen to the show.
Not listening to the show. That's a brain hole issue. It's not a listening to the show issue.
People in the listening audience don't know what a brain hole issue is.
Yes, they do. Listen to the show. Everyone's a P1.
It sounds like everything's working out great in there.
Yes.
So are we going to be okay for the remainder of the show, boys?
See,
one of us will be dead by the end of it.
I was completely happy to let things go, but back to him constantly bringing things up. He just can't ever actually move on. I was trying to listen to the show, and he's constantly, while I'm trying to listen to the show, while you were interviewing Sean Salisbury, he's constantly bringing up a picture as if it's somehow
important.
That's before
this all started. That's before the third time today you made everyone on the entire side of the building feel uncomfortable with your weird temper tantrum.
I think we need to focus on the main issue here, and that is it's not important what I am using the mail system here at Intercom DC for, especially not using it for items that I have stolen from this place and sold on eBay and then turned around and shipped out from this place. That does not have any place in this conversation. Thank you. 106.7 The Fan Night. Get your tickets. It's going to be a great time. I'm not throwing out the first pitch, but it'll be fun. I'll be broadcasting live. I think Tom Daly's throwing out the first pitch. That's who I champion. Tom Daly throwing out that first pitch. It'll be great. Pull some audio for Grant and throw out a first pitch. It's going to be great. Wow. MyPillow.com. These guys need to get a good night's sleep. I don't think there's any type of arguing against it. They can start right now by going to MyPillow.com, clicking on the 4-pack special, typing in C-H-A-D-B-A-utiful, man. These things have a 10-year warranty. Money-back guarantee. They're made in America. They're machine washable. Let's get rid of those crappy, stained, dander-filled pillows that you've got in your dormitorio right now. Let's get you upgraded, man. 4-pack special. Use the promo code CHAD. Get 2 MyPillow premiums and 2 Go Anywhere MyPillows. Perfect for travel. Just use the promo code CHAD when you do the 4-pack special on MyPillow.com. Wonderful sponsor of the show, American Made. Mike Lindell and his team spent the better portion of the beginnings. Their origin story was reinvesting in their company, and it shows now, and it pays dividends. So do what Big Shooter does. Go to MyPillow.com, click the 4-pack special, and type in CHAD today.
T-Mobile
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.